There's all kinds of different transitions that happen in people's lives that there's financial implications to those where an advisor can be very helpful.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, welcome into the Retirement Cafe. There are four questions, really, that Dan and Brent feel are most important to answer when they're talking with a potential client on working with them, working with Avery Wealth. And this process is pretty simple and straightforward, but these four questions I hear over and over again. So we want to address each of these. These are the four questions we're going to get to. We're going to do them each in an individual episode. Do you need an advisor? What type of advisor is best for me and my goals? What are my costs when working with an advisor? Everyone wants to know that. And then also, how important is an advisor's process to my financial success? So today, we want to focus on the first one. Do I need an advisor? So Dan and Brent, let's get right into this conversation because people want to get the answer to this question. Where do we start when we ask the question, do I need an advisor?
That's a great question, one that a lot of people are probably asking themselves every day when they think about money. And what we always start out with is kind of where are you on your financial journey? You know, what kind of position are you currently in? So, you know, people are all over the spectrum as far as, you know, where they are. And so the first things we look at is, let's talk a little bit about, you know, where you're at with your day-to-day finances. You know, do you have a budget? Are you in a situation where you're consistently saving? Or are you maybe in that situation where you got a lot of debt, you're just trying to get that paid off and trying to get ahead of it a little bit, and maybe aren't ready for, you know, per se financial planning yet? So when you think of that, you know, Brent and I always talk about, we're a big believer in like Dave Ramsey for people that are maybe in that situation where on their journey, they're just getting started and they really don't have that financial foundation set yet. And so, you know, that's one of the first things you need to figure out is, where am I? Do I have good cash flow? Are my bills paid off? Do I actually have a savings plan in place already? Or am I maybe a little further along where I've got a substantial savings plan in place?
Yeah. So if you haven't really progressed through that and maybe you're not quite ready, as Dave mentioned, Dave Ramsey, you know, as a coach, or there are coaches out there that will help guide you through that process. And I think that may be one of the areas you just might define that maybe you aren't quite ready if you're in one of those spots where you have excess debt, or no, you know, no current savings.
Well, do you find that like there's a certain age? I mean, you talk about financial journey, but is there a certain age that somebody might start thinking about an advisor? I mean, do you work with people that are in their 20s? I mean, it seems to me, I mean, just thinking personally, when I was that age, I was just trying to make sure I had enough, you know, month to month really to survive on my own and work and live. But is there like an age that you maybe kind of target or say, hey, look, if you're around this time, start thinking about maybe an advisor?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that, you know, it's not necessarily an age, because you have people that are young that are really do need an advisor. They have a lot of complex things going on, where they're making good money, they've got a lot of, you know, extra income over their expenses, but yet maybe they have some college debt and they're trying to figure out what's the best way to manage this between paying off that debt and putting money away for my future. And so I don't know, what do you think about that, Brent?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Dan. And I think that one of the things that we don't necessarily think about it in terms of age, but we think about, all right, let's identify maybe people that are in transition. So if you are in a transition in your life, maybe that is that you're about to retire, or maybe within the next, say, 5 years, for example, that a person that's in that situation should seriously consider an advisor. Maybe it's that you've had a divorce or a loss of a spouse, a new job. There's all kinds of different transitions that happen in people's lives that there's financial implications to those where an advisor can be very helpful.
Yeah, I think just to kind of walk back a little bit. So when you think through that, first step is really figuring out, where am I financially? Am I, you know, in that where I am able to save money, I am able to, you know, start putting together a plan, if you will? Or am I in that situation where, heck, I just got to figure out how I'm going to pay my bills each month, you know, where it's kind of a dichotomy there between those two. But once you're to the point where, hey, you've got some money, maybe you're going through that transition, it definitely makes sense to start looking at talking to different people that may be able to help you make really good choices around those things.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned some of those major life events that you kind of go through, you know, as you progress. I would imagine that's a great time to really start thinking about an advisor, especially when you get married or you have kids or, you know, your situation changes. It's not just all about you anymore. And you start having to kind of worry about, how do I take care of my family and other people?
Yeah, I think one thing that people neglect somewhat is, like, you get married, you have kids. Well, I mean, something as simple as life insurance, right? So, you know, how much life insurance should I have? What's the right type of life insurance? How does that fit in with the rest of my planning? Seems like a really simple thing at first, but when you start digging into it, you know, most people don't have the financial education to make all those choices on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next thing, I guess, when you're thinking about working with an advisor, I guess, is really trying to shore up financial kind of issues that you might have. I mean, I know working with an advisor is an important way to maybe get every kind of figure out how to work all of your different elements and pieces of your financial portfolio together to kind of drive towards one goal.
Yeah, that's a great question, Ben. I think a lot of what we talk about that many of our clients think through are some of these basic questions. And one of them has to do with simply, hey, I want to make good choices with my money. And I mean, that sounds simple, but you think about things like, should I buy a car or lease a car? Should I pay off my mortgage or not? How should I fund my kids' education? You know, different things like that. That's one of the key ones. Another one that comes up frequently with clients that we work with is mitigating taxes. I mean, if you look at people that have been good savers and really taking care of their finances, many times they realize, holy cow, I've done a good job here, but my tax situation doesn't look so good moving forward, right? What are some other ones, Brent, that you've heard?
So I think in line with that is just making sure, so if you're having questions about whether or not you're going to be able to take care of your heirs appropriately and whether or not you're going to efficiently transfer your wealth to your heirs, that's a big one that we also want to make sure that if you're thinking about those things, it may be a good time to work with an advisor.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. I mean, if you look at a lot of surveys that have done around successful families, taking care of their heirs, and not even just that, but causes that they care about, rate really high. And so if you worked your whole life to take care of your money and build that wealth, you want to make sure that the right things happen when you're gone. And I think along with that, another thing that comes up with clients we talk to is really protecting their assets. Because I think that, you know, it's really hard to build up wealth and to really do a good job making yourself financially independent. And so we hear all the time, I don't want to blow it, you know, and that might be just from market downturns. It also might be from, hey, what about liability? You know, are there things, I've got a lake house and I've got a boat out there. What if my, you know, teenage son did something dumb one day and hit somebody in the lake or something along those lines? So, you know, those are other things that come up.
Yeah, and I would imagine too, for a lot of people, you know, especially when you're trying to protect what you already have, a lot of the process is stuff that you might not even be aware of. And I think that's where, you know, an advisor also has a ton of value for you is you think, you know, it's very easy these days to find information online, right? I mean, we can do research and we can kind of look anything up, as you mentioned, Google, anything you really want to, and try to find, you can find answers, whether they're accurate or not for you is a different story. But I think a lot of it is just you guys are able to identify things that most people just aren't even aware of.
Yeah, I think that's 100% accurate.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're putting you on a path to be financially successful. And that starts with understanding where you are today, where you want to get to. And then, Ben, like you're alluding to, or what gaps are in that plan that are going to prevent me from getting there? Those are questions that, as this third question that you had asked, basically, just making sure that we're setting people up to be successful and that they have the confidence to know that they're making the right decisions, right? Because a lot of these people that we're talking about now are really successful, but they may have questions in their mind that are saying, am I doing all that I possibly can do to be successful and to put myself in the best financial position?
Yeah, and I think that, just to kind of touch on that, I think a lot of that, when you ask the question, do I need an advisor? So when you start looking at your overall situation, do you have a lot of these questions, right? Are these coming up in your own mind? Am I doing everything to cut my tax bill? Am I sure that everything's going to happen the way I want it to if I pass away unexpectedly, as far as passing things on to my heirs, taking care of my spouse, all those types of things? And when you have those types of questions, I think that's a pretty good indicator that you may want to look into getting an advisor, to have that advocate to help you sift through those questions and make sure you're getting good answers to them outside of Mr. Google. So,
yeah. Well, I think it's a great starting point for anybody that has that question and that's on the website potentially right now, averywealth.com, kind of determining whether or not this is something that they need in their life and for their future. But hopefully this is kind of a jumping off point. But if anybody wants to get in touch with you guys further to really talk about this and sit down and maybe have some additional questions about working with an advisor, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I think number one, we've got a pretty defined process, and it really starts off with just a simple 15-minute call where we sit down and you know, talk with you on the phone for a few minutes about some of the things that you're concerned with and some of the questions you have, and really determine if it makes sense to move to the next step, which we have our next step's a full discovery meeting where we get into the nitty-gritty of where you're at currently, where you'd like to get to, and any of those gaps like Brent was talking about. And from there, we have the process defined out for folks. But first step really is just, if you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Number one, if you'd rather have email, you can send us an email. We're happy to answer questions that way. But phone calls generally are a little better just because, you know, the dynamic nature of finances.
Yeah, absolutely. And that number is 517-783-1695. You can find them online at averywealth.com. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, you can find all the information and some great resources online at averywealth.com. But this is one of the four key questions they often work with potential clients when they're trying to decide whether or not to work with a financial advisor. So we'll be going through the other three questions in this kind of short series to start off this podcast. So make sure you check them all out at averywealth.com or whatever podcasting app that you listen on. So Brent, Dan, we appreciate the time, guys, and we'll talk about the next question on the next episode.
Sounds great. Good, Ben.
Thank you, man.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.